50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I came more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principles and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MB.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week.
You know, you saw me on Instagram Live yesterday, Envy.
Yeah, I see it.
What happened?
I was in my town. I live in a nice town. Okay, let's be clear. I work hard. Drop on the clues bombs for me, damn it.
He lives on a cul-de-sac.
I live in a nice little cul-de-sac, you know, and I was at the drugstore. And my cul-de-sac yesterday, just came from the gym, you know what I'm saying? Had a nice black hoodie on that said unapologetically African, some black Jordan sweats, some black sneakers, and I walk in, I get my toilet tissue and my lotion and my trail mix. And I, you know, I don't like to text and drive, so before I pulled off, I was sending off a text. White dude comes up to my window, a little Woody Allen face guy.
Right.
You know, knocks on my passenger side window. I'm like, what's up? He's like, you got any perico? And I said, what? He said, you got any perico? I don't know what he's talking about. We live in Jersey. It could be Piscataway. It could be Patterson. It could
okay,
be Paramus.
I got you.
I'm like, what? He was like, perico. And I said, what? And he goes, cocaine. I said, man, if you don't get that.
You had cocaine?
Yes.
He's a black guy in a white neighborhood. He thought he was selling some coke.
I don't know about you feeling insulted. Or I wanted to call the police on him. That was the biggest struggle of my life yesterday. I was like, do I call the police on this guy?
He should have asked you for weed. Why cocaine?
Cocaine. Perico. Whatever
what
it's called.
What language is that?
I don't know. I mean, just straight up. And then when
Spanish,
I was like, hell no, I don't got no cocaine. He was just like, okay. And went and sat right back down on the bench in front of the drugstore. I should just call the police on
that.
That
might have been
man.
A setup for
right
on your ass. I told you, you should have
well,
called
Well, you got to shoot
one.
Your shot, man. Ask. You never know.
Shoot, yeah, all right.
What if he would have had some?
Yeah,
I definitely wouldn't have.
That might have been a setup.
Well, I was in Jacksonville over the weekend.
How was that?
Speaking of cocaine.
I was actually hosting this charity event. It was called Tiffany's Closet Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, shout out to Shonda. A really sad situation. Her daughter was shot and killed. She was only 16. She was in a car that somebody else was driving, mm-hmm. and they had gotten lost in the neighborhood, and their car got mistaken for another car that had some passengers in it that had gotten into an argument with some guys earlier. They started shooting at the car. They shot at the car 67 times, and her 16-year-old Jesus. Daughter was killed.
Wow.
But nobody wants to come forward and give any information, so this happened 7 years ago, and then really a tragic situation, but the charity is to help out other kids in the community. And actually, even worse than that, to make it even worse than that, then her husband ended up committing suicide.
Oh, wow.
After that, so.
Wow.
Really, it was a beautiful event, though. It's a fashion show. The kids were in the fashion show. She actually flew in some women also who had lost their children as well. So everybody was crying.
Well, thank you for putting us in good spirits early in the morning, Angela Yee. We really appreciate it.
Well, it helps you keep things in perspective in your own life.
People
have these petty
coke.
Issues that they're dealing with in their own personal life, and you don't know what other people have to go through.
Well, I took my kids to an indoor water park over the weekend.
Okay.
Camelback Resort.
Clearly, the Breakfast Club is not a monolith. We all going through different things.
Kind of had fun this weekend. And, you know, if you want to take your kids somewhere, it doesn't matter if it's hot or warm or cold or whatever it may be. It's an indoor water park. It's in the Poconos. If you live in the area, it's good for kids that are 5 months old to a teenager. I mean, my kids had a ball running around the park. I mean, me and my wife ran through the water park and did everything. We had an amazing time. Shout out to everybody at Camelback Resort. It was a little vacation. It was only we only went for the day, so it was like a kind of like a mini vacation. You got away from the crib for a little bit. We had a lot of fun.
I mean, you have no choice, especially, you know, God bless everybody who lives every place other than New Jersey and New York. Our weather is so bipolar.
Yes.
It was 80 degrees on Saturday. Now we back wearing coats today. I don't know what to do.
I'm confused.
Okay, I'm just confused. We got any guests today?
Yes. Angela Rye will be joining us
this
morning.
Drop one of clues bombs for my sister, Angela Rye. She'll be here this morning. I knew that.
She has to teach us about what's going on with Trump. Can we?
It's been Trump's first 100 days in the White House.
Can we get him out of there yet? I just want to know that.
No.
Nah, not yet.
Right
we'll
now.
Talk about that. We'll talk about what's going on with North Korea with her. And also, shoot your shot. If you want to shoot your shot, maybe you work with somebody and, you know, you want to try to holler at them, hook up with them, we're going to give you the opportunity coming up next hour, all right? But up next, Front Page News, what are we talking about, Yee?
We're talking about the correspondence dinner, the White House correspondence dinner. Trump didn't show up.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. It's Drake, Fake Love. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some Front Page News. Now, at NBA playoffs, the Utah Jazz upset the Clippers, beating them 104-91.
Was that really an upset, though? I mean, the Clippers kind of trash, bro.
Well, Blake Griffin wasn't there. I mean,
Blake Griffin ain't never there.
Yeah, well.
What was he doing? Filming Space Jams 2? Is that supposed to come out yet? Or the White Men Can't Jump Part 2?
He was injured. He was injured.
Chris Paul needs to go back to New Orleans and play with Boogie Cousins and Anthony Davis. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Go back to New Orleans, Chris.
But they play the Warriors next round. The Boston Celtics beat Washington Wizards 123-111. Isaiah Thomas lost a tooth.
I saw that.
He looked pretty crazy.
And he picked it up off the floor. I wonder if he picked it up the floor to take it to his dentist to put it back in his mouth.
Or I don't think you can put that back in your mouth, can you?
Yeah, you can get it repaired.
Really?
It depends how it broke. I mean, don't get me the line. I'm not no damn dentist. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's talk about the White House correspondent dinner.
Trash.
Right. Well, Donald Trump didn't end up showing up to the White House correspondence dinner. Neither did anybody in his cabinet. But Hasan Minhaj hosted it, and he actually had some jokes about Donald Trump not being there. Here's what he said.
We gotta address the elephant that's not in the room. The leader of our country is not here. And that's because he lives in Moscow. It is a very long flight. It'd be hard for Vlad to make it. Vlad can't just make it on a Saturday. It's a Saturday. As for the other guy, I think he's in Pennsylvania because he can't take a joke.
White House correspondence dinner was trash. It was unseasoned chicken until Hasan Minhaj got up there. I will say, though, Hasan did a good job, but there's nothing funnier than like a Sean Spicer press conference. There's nothing funnier than watching Donald Trump give a speech. Like, it's hard to be funnier than this administration.
Well, Hasan Minhaj has some more things to say in case you missed it. Here's some more highlights.
In the age of Trump, I know that you guys have to be more perfect now more than ever because you are how the president gets his news. Not from advisors, not from experts, not from intelligence agencies. So that's why you gotta be on your A game. You gotta be twice as good. You can't make any mistakes because when one of you messes up, he blames your entire group. And now you know what it feels like to be a minority.
Listen, man, Hasan was good, but Trump's set was better. I watched Trump live from Pennsylvania. He had the same old bars from the campaign trail. It wasn't nothing new. He was still talking about building walls. I just like Trump's set better.
Well, here was President Donald Trump. He actually was at a rally in Pennsylvania instead of the White House correspondence dinner. And here's what he had to say about all of the jokes that were made.
There's another big gathering taking place tonight in Washington, D.C. Did you hear about it? A large group are consoling each other in a hotel ballroom in our nation's capital right now. They are gathered together for the White House correspondence dinner without the president. And I could not possibly be more thrilled than to be more than 100 miles away from Washington Swamp, spending my evening with all of you and with a much, much larger crowd and much better people.
I really don't know why you would want to go to a Donald Trump rally or the White House correspondence dinner. I can think of a million other things I'd rather be doing on a Saturday night than either one of those events.
Watching the playoffs.
Like nothing at home.
My goodness. Okay. All right. Well, that's Front Page News. All right. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Or tell them why you're blessed. Get it off your chest. Whatever you want to do. Maybe you had a great weekend and you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity.
Maybe you're a New York Times bestselling author, but a white man approached you this weekend and asked you to buy cocaine.
Did you have some?
No, I didn't.
Oh. 800-585-1051. Or maybe you're upset. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's JR from Newport News, Virginia.
Hey, JR 757, man. Why you mad this morning, bro?
I'm mad because the VA, the Veteran Affairs, I'm supposed to get paid last Friday, and I'm still haven't got paid yet. And I just went to my first house Saturday with my wife and my two kids, and my rent's due today.
Damn. So Lord, yeah, today is the first.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. I'm sorry to hear that, man. Why they didn't pay you on time?
I think it might have something to do with the government shutdown for the new fiscal year.
I don't know anything about that.
Delayed a little bit. Yeah, I don't really know either. I know they're doing something like every year where they don't pay the military, but Navy Federal pays will pay the active service members, and then the government will pay them back.
I can I absolutely hate how America treats its veterans, man. I can't stand it.
Oh, yeah.
It is the worst. Y'all guys are on the front line protecting our country, and y'all get treated the worst.
Well, we appreciate the service, bro.
Especially when you're not in the military no more.
Yeah, I mean, I called a couple weeks ago. I'm the one that's cleaning up. I'm doing the colonoscopy still, and I go to work.
Oh, okay.
I go to work in school. Just to try to make ends meet. It's crazy, but we don't get through it.
You mean to tell me you look in people's asses all day and you can't even get paid on time?
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Got to smell buttholes all day but can't even get paid on in a timely manner.
And also, you know what I'm mad? I was at this water park, the indoor water park over the weekend, and there's a lot of parents that just let their kids do them. Like, I had to bring back at least 2 to 3 kids to their parents. Like, they were just in the kiddie pool, no adult supervision, and the water's about, I'd say, about 1 foot, so they can drown if another kid can fall on top of them. You got to watch your kids, man.
Yeah, but you know what? Truth to the matter is, I'm sure there's a lot of white people.
No, it was a little everything.
But I bet you them kids that was running around doing their own thing was white.
It was 2 white, 1 Latino.
Oh, see? It's a difference. Black parents don't pay that. Short lease. Black parents keep the kids on the short lease, goddammit, especially around water. You're going to drown now. Get out the hell. Hey, you're going to drown. Any little thing you do. Oh, you're going to drown. I got to go to the bathroom, mama. You're going to drown if you go to that bathroom, okay? Mama, I'm hungry. You're going to drown if you eat some food.
All right.
You're food.
Tell them why you mad or tell them why you blessed. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. Or if you feel it blessed, call us now. Spread some positivity. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
This is C-Mac from Duval.
Miss Duval. Tell them why you blessed, bro.
Man, no, I'm mad.
Oh, why you mad?
I'm mad. You and Charlamagne always announce the scores, but y'all don't watch the game, man.
We don't watch the game. What games we don't watch? I watched the Utah Clippers game last night, yesterday, and the Celtics Wizards game.
You couldn't have watched yourself again because you said you was asking about the Dennis and Isaiah Thomas T, but they kept showing it the whole time. He took the tooth to
his Dennis,
and they took him to the back and they put his tooth back in.
Oh, they put his tooth back in? I didn't see all that now.
Wow.
Yeah, and they throughout the whole 4 quarters they kept talking about it.
I saw when he picked the tooth up off the court.
Oh, he might have lost that tooth before, because I actually have a friend that every once in a while he loses his tooth in the club. He pick it up, and then he could put it back in. I don't know how he puts it back
but
in.
But his whole mouth was bleeding.
I don't know.
Yeah, tooths ain't supposed to fall out that easy.
Nah, I don't know. Hello, who's this?
This is Jay from Queens.
Hey, Jay, you blessed or mad this morning? Which one, bro?
I'm mad this morning because I work for a company, so say like I work 60 hours. Mm-hmm. We only get paid 5 hours overtime, and the rest drop down to regular pay.
So
we work hard and we're not even getting our full overtime pay.
Well, stop working overtime.
Nah, it's mandatory. Like, our hours is not set hours.
Oh.
So we work so we can hit over 40 hours in 3 days. And then if they schedule for a 4th or 5th day, you have to come into work.
So what plantation you work on again?
Is that illegal?
I heard in New York it's illegal, but I don't know how they're getting away with it.
Yeah, it sounds illegal to me. I don't know, though.
Yeah, I don't even know who you can call.
Where you work at, bro?
I work for an armored car company.
An armored car company?
Yeah.
Like the armored trucks with the money in them?
Yeah.
Well,
Don't you do it.
All right, I'm going
to relax. I have a plan.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I'm just saying.
It won't work out.
You won't have to pay no taxes.
I'm just telling you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when you know, people like that should treat you good because you know you could, you know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know, but
yeah, I'm just
crazy.
Saying.
Yeah,
right,
I understand.
Man. Don't do nothing
stupid,
bro.
I'm blessed for waking up this morning, too. Right. Always good to see another day.
Don't do nothing stupid.
I'm not. I don't like jail.
Don't do nothing smart, either.
I don't like jail. And respect to all of y'all. I appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Tell them why you mad and tell them why you blessed. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about a breakup that just happened so this basketball player can focus on the playoffs. Also, we'll tell you who checked himself voluntarily into rehab.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Monday, back to the work week. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Who?
It's about time.
That's a real name. Inga.
Rumor report.
Report. Talk to him. With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
I'm just trying to figure out what Foxy Brown news could you possibly have in 2017?
Well, Foxy Brown just recently got booed. She was in Philly, and she was supposed to perform as part of Philly's Black Pride festivities.
That sounds about right.
But she got there 3 hours late and didn't end up performing at all. Here's what it sounded like.
Whoa!
Damn.
Foxy Brown was paid to perform, and she did not perform. It's
bitch.
We was here all night.
Now, are they booing the promoter for booking Foxy Brown?
No, they're booing her. They actually were booing her, like, in her running up in her face and booing. And somebody posted on, this was on Shade Room, they said she was supposed to come perform last night for the Black Pride event, was supposed to arrive at 2 a.m., showed up at 5 a.m., sat in a corner facing the wall and not her audience, had someone else on stage hyping her up, basically stalling for a half hour. DJ kept playing her songs, but Foxy never took the stage, which resulted in the audience booing her out of the building. How tacky of you, Foxy Brown. How do you come always to the city to put on a show and then not perform for the people who paid and was waiting to see you? Like, what was the point of coming?
Why are you late for your first show in at least 18 years?
But see, but there's two sides to every story. Maybe they didn't. They only gave her the first half. She was waiting for the second half, and she was like, "I'm just gonna wait." You know, they said she was there.
She showed up, and she still didn't perform.
Who books Foxy Brown in 2017?
Is that what you? That's all you want to know?
Yes, because I'm trying to think from a business perspective. Like, why does that make business sense?
She got some hits, some records.
Okay, all right. If you say so. Last time you asked her to host the club.
Well, it was Philly's Black Pride festivities. They were excited to see her there. And by the way, this person ended their post by saying, "Bye, girl, when gay people boo your ass out of building, you done effed up." So that's it, I guess. That was her part of her fan base.
Yeah. Dude, that'll teach you to book Foxy Brown in 2017 and beyond.
All right, DMX, he is in rehab. He has actually put himself into rehab. He checked in himself voluntarily. And they said his manager and his ex-wife, Tashira, had actually encouraged him to go to rehab. He's been to rehab before, and recently he had to cancel 3 shows due to what they called a medical emergency, but they did say he flew to Cali to get help because he felt like he was moving to a dark place. So that's good news when you can see things are going left and take it upon yourself.
I wish you nothing but positive energy for DMX at all times.
Part of going to rehab and trying to get help is wanting to get help.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tristan Thompson, speaking of getting some help, he has allegedly broken up with Khloe Kardashian because he wants to focus on the playoffs. So a lot of people are happy about that.
Yeah, you know she's hurt.
Well, she's been filming her own revenge body show, so I guess she's been really busy as well. But he's asking for some space. People are saying that she's very clingy. She's nervous because, you know, he just had a baby recently that he might get back together with his child's mother, so we'll see.
That's so whack, man. The Cavs need to sign Khloe Kardashian and make her and Tristan the best front court in the league, okay? Because that could happen easily.
Shut up!
And a rest in peace to BTY Youngin, New Orleans-born rapper who had signed a deal with Cash Money Records last year. He's part of Rich Gang. He was recently just shot on Saturday and killed. He was at a gas station at 11 p.m. at night. And according to his mother, Gabrielle Jerome, she said jealousy is behind it because of his success as a rapper. He was shot multiple times and he was found lying in the area of the gas station's pumps. He had a 6-week-old son, by the way. Desmond Jerome Jr. His mom said he would literally give you the shirt off his back. He loved kids to death. It's just rough.
God bless that brother. Don't know him, never met him, never heard a song, but God bless him.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Jesus Christ.
Right. He was going through a lot of things. So according to his mom, she feels that jealousy is what triggered that shooting. All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor reports.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got some front page news. I'm sure we'll tell you about your president, Donald Trump. So don't move, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's start off with the NBA playoffs. The Utah Jazz beat the Clippers 104-91. The Clippers up out of here. Warriors will play the Jazz next round.
Turn my damn mic on. I'm a New York Times bestselling author. Listen, the Clippers are trash, and Chris Paul needed to go back to New Orleans and play with Boogie Cousins and Anthony Davis.
Don't come to the Knicks. Now, the Boston Celtics beat the Wizards 123.
That's like going to Fire Festival. the New York Knicks are the Fire Festival in the NBA.
Don't you compare it. Stop it. The Boston Celtics beat the Wizards 123-111, and Isaiah Thomas lost a tooth. All right, now let's talk about your president, Donald Trump. What was going on over the weekend, Yee?
Yes, well, Donald Trump did not make it to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Usually it's a good time. They roast the president. It's all in fun. But some people can't take a joke. All right, so here is some of the jokes that you might have heard if you would have showed up with the host, Hasan Minhaj.
We gotta address the elephant that's not in the room. The leader of our country is not here. And that's because he lives in Moscow. It is a very long flight. It'd be hard for Vlad to make it. Vlad can't just make it on a Saturday. It's a Saturday. As for the other guy, I think he's in Pennsylvania because he can't take a joke.
White House correspondent dinner was trash. Unseasoned chicken. Until Hasan Minhaj got up there.
All right, now Donald Trump responded to the White House correspondent dinner. He was at a rally in Pennsylvania.
There's another big gathering taking place tonight in Washington, D.C. Did you hear about it? A large group are consoling each other in a hotel ballroom in our nation's capital right now. They are gathered together for the White House Correspondents' Dinner without the president. And I could not possibly be more thrilled than to be more than 100 miles away from Washington Swamp, spending my evening with all of you and with a much, much larger crowd and much better people.
I really don't know why you would want to go to a Donald Trump rally or the White House Correspondents Dinner. I would rather go to a Sean Spicer press conference. That's where the humor's at.
How does he still get his spray tan? Like, where does he go to get that spray tan?
He probably gets it done. They come to him, sure.
Who said he got a spray tan? That is his natural orange glow. Let that man have his orange privilege and relax. Mm. Okay?
Mm. Any more? We done with him?
Yeah, we're done with Donald Trump.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, shoot your shot. All right, 800-585-1051, or you can email us, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. That's where we open up the phone lines, and if there's somebody that you like, you work with, somebody you're feeling, we open up the phone lines and allow you to call them live on air and shoot your shot. It could work out well, or
That's what I always say, you gotta shoot your shot, man.
Could be horrible. Well, we'll do it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Goosebumps. It's Travis Scott. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Monday. It's time for Shoot Your Shot. That's when we open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. We allow somebody to shoot their shot. If there's somebody that you like and you want to try, you want to give it a shot, or give it a chance, we allow you to do that. We got Dante on the line. Dante, what's up?
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up, Breakfast Club?
Now tell us the story. Who you want to shoot your shot with, bro?
It's my ex, man.
Why'd you guys break up?
My girlfriend, Naya. It was me, man. It was me. Like, I'm going to be the first to admit it. You know, I'm going to go ahead and just let y'all know how it is. We dated for about 4 years, mm-hmm. And I was immature, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I was immature. I wasn't ready.
You cheated.
I did that.
All this being around the bush, you cheated. That's what happened. So she left you.
Yeah, she left me.
Okay.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her, man. I was a monster.
Well, tell me how much of a savage you were, and I'll tell you if you could be forgiven or not. Tell me.
It was a typical, man. It was a typical, you know, going out to the clubs or whatever, not coming home until early hours in the morning.
Whoa.
You did it several times.
I did it multiple times, yeah.
So it wasn't with one particular girl that she may think you got feelings for, just a bunch of randoms.
Nah, it was random.
You'll be fine. She'll get over that.
I don't know about that.
Did you ever apologize for it? Did you ever say, I'm sorry?
Nah, and that was the immature part. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't taking up for, you know, I wasn't owning my stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Accountability is very important. Accountability is very important.
Absolutely.
Now, what if she's in a relationship now?
Well, I got to respect that, but I got to try. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't just sit on that, you know?
When's the last time you spoke to her?
Probably like a year.
Oh, man, this might not look good for you, bro.
All right, well, let's do it, though. Let's see. You never know.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to call Tracy, and we're going to let you shoot your shot. You know, the first thing
her name is Naya.
Oh, her name is Naya. Who? I said Tracy.
Ooh, you sound like me over there in the past.
Oh, you'll never get her back like that. Hey, it's the Breakfast Club, and we're calling for Tracy on behalf of Dante.
Hey,
Tracy, the bitch, he was having sex with.
When we come back,
I'm good, Dante. Man. I'm ready. I'm ready, brother.
And you're going to shoot your shot. Good luck. You better apologize first. You better say you apologize for all the things you did.
Immediately. Cry if you got to bang.
I love that Envy and Charlamagne have the playbook already down
pat.
You
know it.
You see that, right?
You like, better.
They give me these tips.
Leave your soul at the altar.
Absolutely.
When you call this woman.
Tell me what you did wrong and then go from there, all right?
If you got to sing, sing. Right.
That's what y'all should do. Write a book about how to get back with somebody after you cheated. Men could use that.
You might be right.
Why everybody got quiet?
Don't get. You know, I need about four more book ideas. All right.
All right. When we come back, we're going to call and keep it locked. This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. Now, if you want to shoot your shot with somebody, you can always email us, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. That's where we give you the opportunity. Maybe there's somebody you like, somebody you feeling, and you think you might have a chance or opportunity with them. Well, we're going to give you that chance to shoot your shot. Right now on the phone lines, we have Dante on the line. He's trying to hook up with his ex. Dante, you there?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's call him.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Naya? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You know who this is, right?
Yes. Is Dante?
Yes, ma'am. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just a little. I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm okay. I wanna talk to you about some stuff, if you got some time. I know you're a little tired, but I got a lot of stuff I wanna say to you. I know we've had our issues, you know, back in the past, and I know what I put you through, okay? And it's been a little minute because I had to turn my whole life around, and, you know, that took time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's been a while since we spoke, so I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what you got going on, but I feel like I owe you this. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of things I didn't own up to when we were in a relationship. There was a lot of things I didn't say, and I should have. So I don't think it's ever too late to tell someone how much you care about them, how much you love them, and what they've done for you, you know, in your life. So that's what I want to do right now for you. You got time for that?
Wow.
Okay.
I wasn't prepared for all that.
Yeah, we never are, man. And that's one of the hard truths I had to learn, you know.
Oh, Dante.
I feel like it's kind of hard a little bit.
Dante wants to get back with you, mama.
We need Tyrese to sing or something.
No, I like what Dante is doing. I want you to add a little more cowbell to it. I mean, but I like what you're doing, Dante.
You're not really selling her on it yet.
Yeah.
Well, so.
Hey, Naya.
I'm sorry, Naya. This is The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, my God.
Yes, this man really likes you, man. And I think it takes
a lot.
He loves you. And I think it takes a lot for him to put himself out there on the radio in front of all these people and beg for your love back. Because he don't know if you with somebody or not. He don't know if you're giving that vagina to somebody else.
He said he was young before. He made some mistakes. He's older now.
I'm telling you, man.
You give him a shot?
You got to allow men time to grow, baby. I'm telling you. We come back really good after we mess up.
I just want to say this.
Whoa, this is... Okay.
I know. Hey, yeah, they helped me out with this. They helped me out.
Let her talk, Dante.
They helped me out with this, for real. Hey, real quick.
Yeah. Naya, you have the floor. Let Naya have the floor.
Okay.
I really appreciate you calling and saying all of that stuff. That's something that I probably needed to hear for a really long time, and I was not prepared for a whole radio station to be calling me right now.
It's not the station, it's the show.
So what are you going to do, Naya? Yeah. Are you going to go out with him again?
Give him a shot, give him a chance.
Or is it over?
I mean...
Hold on, guys. Before y'all answer that, Naya, let me just tell you this real quick, please.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. We had a song. Okay, we had a song together. JTM. Listen, JTM, Josh the Man, Trip on Me. And I don't want you to do that, okay? I don't want you to do that.
What?
Don't trip on me real quick. Listen.
How does that song go?
I don't know.
You about to sing, Dante?
Can you sing? You going to sing?
Let him go.
Sing a song to her, Dante.
It's not really a singing. You know, it's a rapping thing. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to rap?
Go. I want to hear this. Go.
All right. I don't know about this.
I'm in my room. Sometimes I stay at the ball.
You know how I am. You know how I'm shy with a lot of things. And I just want to show you, like, what I'm willing to do for you.
Go, boy.
Check it out. Yo.
Get to it.
Now I'm looking for a woman that'll benefit me. No more nine-man chicks. No more knowing Terry Lee's. Spoken by Jehovah so that she knows she's unique. Funny, silly, witty, got that personality.
Handle
it. Tell you what, I'm bringing to the table. Kitchen pro, make a mean chicken Alfredo. Open door, man, his own point, so fuego. Showing that affection every chance that I'm able. Got that humor. Yeah, I love to get the girl laugh. Treat you with respect. Mama taught me how to act. And always get the check. Way to tell us what you have. May not be the first, but I'm trying to be the last.
Come on, Dante.
The gold ring, put the ring on it. Everywhere you go, show it off. You can find it.
Bring it on.
Team, handle it. Girl, I'm glad that you want it. Now, let me give you everything you told me that you wanted. I'm like,
Naya, I don't know now.
Fart on his balls. His balls was trash, but it's about the sentiment that matters.
It was from the heart.
Don't trip on me.
What do you think, Naya?
Trip on me, Naya.
You got a giggle out of her.
Yeah, you made her laugh.
Nah, come on, man. You know I don't do this.
Naya, come on.
Hold on.
I love you, baby. Okay. You know I don't do this.
All right. I just have to say this. Okay. Thank you for that. Wow. It was. We were together for a really long time. You really broke my heart.
I know.
Just you talking about this and bringing it up right now, like I wasn't ready for it to, you know, pull up some of the stuff and like the feelings that I felt before you hurt me. And I hope I don't regret this, but if we take it very slow and you prove to me that you are not who you were back when we were together and you hurt me, then I would be willing to to give you another chance.
That little rap worked.
Dante and I sitting in a tree.
Are you doing a rap too?
Hey.
Yo.
With your pink tee.
Can I give a shout out real quick, y'all? Can I give a shout out to y'all, man? The Breakfast Club for doing that, man. Like I got a tear right now. You know what I mean?
Dante, don't get gas. You getting a second chance at what you wanted to do, so do right with this second chance,
and
okay?
Don't rap anymore. Just stay the course.
And Naya, if you have any problems out of Dante, if he turns back to dog Dante, you call us so I can give him donkey of the day and put him on blast for doing you dirty, okay?
I will definitely be calling you if that happens.
Good luck, guys.
Wish you guys the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, shoot your shot.
Now you
got rumors on the way?
I feel like I'm about to hit it.
Yes, let's talk about YG. Why is the LAPD mad at him for some music that he made? Also, congratulations, Ciara and Russell Wilson. We'll tell you about their new baby girl.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, this was one of the biggest trending stories over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And we touched on this on Friday when we talked about the Fyre Festival and how it was canceled at the last minute. People were going out there. The accommodations were not what was promised. Well, here is what the founder of the Fyre Festival, Billy McFarland, had to say.
We quickly learned that the basic infrastructure in place here was not what we were used to in the United States. For example, we had to install water and sewage ourselves. We bought an ambulance in New Jersey, drove it down to Florida, and took it over on a boat. We had to find planes who could fly all these passengers in from Miami to the island and painted it with the Fyre colors. It was trying to build a city from day one, and that was a massive learning experience for us. We underestimated the size of the team that we need. No damage that we can't fix has been caused so far, so let's postpone this. Safety is the biggest concern.
All right. Now, Ja Rule also put out a statement because he also is one of the partners in the Fyre Festival. He said, "We are working right now on getting everyone off the island safe. That is my immediate concern. I will make a statement soon. I'm heartbroken at this moment. My partners and I wanted this to be an amazing event. It was not a scam, as everyone is reporting." He said he did take responsibility, but he also said it wasn't his fault at the same time. Now, here's the other issue. There's a $100 million proposed class action lawsuit that was filed yesterday against the Fyre Festival and its organizers. of fraud, saying that the music festival's lack of adequate food, water, shelter, and medical care created a dangerous and panic situation among attendees, suddenly finding themselves stranded on a remote island without basic provisions. They were basically saying it was like Hunger Games or Lord of the Flies, more like that than Coachella. So,
can we talk about how 50 Cent kicked Ja Rule when he was down?
Well, 50 Cent,
I was waiting for that
50
one.
Cent did post on Instagram. He waited a couple of days to do this. He put up a picture of Donald Trump and he put appoint Ja Rule as Secretary of Festivals.
Hilarious. Drop one of Clues Bombs for that petty ass canceling 50 Cent.
And then 50 Cent can't do nothing right.
But I'm going to tell y'all something, man. There's going to come a point in time when y'all going to leave Ja Rule the hell alone, okay? We're going to have us a Ja Rule Appreciation Day real soon on Breakfast Club AM. Because I am tired of people fronting on Ja Rule like y'all wasn't out here wilding the Always On Time and Put It On Me and Down Ass Chick, okay? Like those ain't classic
records.
It could have been
his birthday, but his birthday falls on a leap year, so he actually didn't have his
birthday. But we're going to find us a reason. I don't know if it's going to be when Irv Gotti releases Tales or something. We're going to find us a reason to celebrate Ja Rule one time. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Henry Atkins. Okay.
Well, this whole fire festival.
Jeffrey.
Oh, my gosh. That was disrespectful.
You can't get his name right here.
That would be high roll if he was Henry Atkins.
I'm going to appreciate him. Yes. Henry Atkins. His name is Jeffrey.
God know my heart.
God know my heart.
Well, Seth Rogen also has said that he is planning a movie that's very similar to the events that happened surrounding the fire festival. He said it sounds a lot like a film that they've been working on. Seth Rogen tweeted out, "This seems like a good time to mention the movie we are making with Lonely Island about a music festival that goes horribly wrong."
Well, Seth, have you called Ja Rule? Have you called Ja Rule to play himself in this movie? Huh? Have you?
Which I think would be a great idea. Yes. He really should.
Yes.
Ye was going to go.
Yeah. Well, there's two weekends.
You would still be there.
So I was going to wait till the second weekend, which is this weekend, but I'm glad because I didn't want to go. You know, nobody wants to get the first version of the iPhone when it comes out. You want to wait.
Hey.
So I didn't want to really go the first weekend.
What's wrong with you, man?
But it's interesting, though. Now, Envy, you know they also have this platform called Fire.
Right.
The Fire app. Mm-hmm. And that's how people were doing bookings. Which,
to promote that app.
No, I was going to say, but it's important to make the separation because the festival. Now, how does that affect what was going on with the online bookings? Because you did some bookings through there, right?
Yeah, he's
going
to have to change the name.
I don't think anybody even knew the correlation until now.
Well, it's the same exact name. And so.
Yeah, I think now they're going to stay away from that app.
Yeah. Well, the point of saying that is to say that part works fine. Right. It's just the festival didn't work out too well.
Right.
That's all I wanted to point out. All right, now YG, the LAPD is mad at him, and that's because of a song. Well, we know Meet the Flockers. According to the LAPD, they feel like that song has inspired people to rob homes in the LA area. Here's the verse.
First, you find a house and scope it out. Find a Chinese neighborhood, cause they don't believe in bank accounts. You find a crew and a driver, someone ring the doorbell, and someone that ain't scared to do what it do. You pull up at the spot, park, watch, ring the doorbell and knock. Make sure nobody's home. They gone. Okay, it's on.
That is a very explicit instructions on how to rob someone's home.
The song is dope.
That's what YG's whole first album is about.
Right, and the movie he did as well. Now, according to law enforcement sources, three guys that they brought in, they're 18 and 19 years old, committed burglaries in the San Fernando Valley recently, and they said that they got the idea to do it by listening to YG's song, Meet the Flockers. So that's why the LAPD is mad. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Missy.
Oh, and I just want to say congratulations to Sierra and Russell Wilson. By the way, they had their baby girl over the weekend. Oh, so congratulations.
Yes. All right. Hey, Sierra's crew on social media, the Crickets. Did y'all send y'all love?
Shut up.
No, they're not called the Crickets.
She does. She has the Crickets.
Beyonce Sierra is very comfortable right now. She's good.
Beyonce has the Beehive. Rihanna has the Navy. Sierra's got the Crickets. Did y'all send her love and blessings?
They're not the Crickets.
Well, I'm sending you love and blessings, Sierra.
You're a jerk.
I am. I wish her the best. I'm happy for her.
All right. Well, you got donkey today. Who you giving that donkey to?
Oh, my God. Tony Richardson, a former player for the New York Jets. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
Okay.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hey, Donkey of the Day for Monday, May 1st. Goes to Tony Richardson. Now, if you're not a New York Jets fan, you have no idea who Tony Richardson is. In fact, if you don't live in New York or New Jersey, you probably have no idea who the New York Jets are. You probably know them if you see them. Green and white jerseys. Gary Vaynerchuk is a fan who wants to buy them. Envy's a part-time fan.
No.
Ask your granddaddy. He's probably familiar. They had an icon named Joe Namath, Broadway Joe. Still not ringing a bell? Okay. Well, at least you know how to spell Jets, right? Spell Jets, ye.
J-E-T-S.
Jets, Jets, Jets.
Spell Jets, Envy.
J-E-T-S.
Okay. Well, Tony Richardson used to play for the Jets for 3 years. In fact, the last 3 years of his career, he's a retired fullback and member of the last Jets playoff team in 2010. That's when Envy was a fan. Now, the Jets have a chant, and they have a diehard fan named Fireman Ed. Okay, Fireman Ed is retired now. I don't think he goes to the games anymore, does he?
I think he doesn't anymore. He doesn't? No.
Okay. But the whole Jets stadium, well, really the whole Giants stadium, because when the Giants aren't using MetLife Stadium, they are kind enough to let the Jets lose in it. But when Fireman Ed used to go to games, he would lead the Jets chant. Can we hear the Jets chant?
J-E-T-S.
Jets, Jets, Jets. It can't get any more simple than that.
Right.
Four letters, one vowel, simple. Well, football players have never had the reputation for being the brightest. I personally don't believe that. I know a lot of intelligent football players, but historically, they have a reputation for being all brawn, no brains. Well, Tony Richardson reinforced that false stereotype at this year's NFL draft. See, Tony was announcing the 79th pick in the third round, and he decided to lead a chant for the Jets fans in attendance. But at some point in the chant, he lost him. Let's hear it.
With the 79th pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the New York J-E-T-E Jets select Ardarius Stewart, receiver, Alabama.
Okay. Maybe you missed that.
Oh, boy.
I just want him spelling whatever he was trying to spell.
J-E-T-E Jets.
Okay. Say one more time, please.
J-E-T-E Jets.
J-E-T-E. Jets. We could tell who was terrified to get called on by the teacher in middle school, okay? What would guys like Tony Richardson do without spell check on the iPhone? Play that clip again, please. Play it again.
J-E-T-E, Jets.
Can you imagine how he spells pets? Our Mets. Our Lets. Our Vets. Nets. Can you imagine? Tony Richardson probably spells fabulous F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S instead of F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S. Don't correct me on that spelling. If you do, you're not hip-hop, okay? Please give Tony Richardson the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
He got confused, though. Like, J-E-T-E is not Jets.
J-E-T-E.
Are you dumb? Like, where did that come from?
I don't know.
Like, J-E-T-E, Jet. Where'd the other E come from?
Jetty.
Like, I don't get it. Like,
I don't know.
Maybe he was nervous.
Maybe. God bless you, Tony Richardson. We wish you the best.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, Angela Rye will be joining us. She'll help us out with all our political questions. Mm-hmm. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a very special guest in the building. I don't even know if she's a special guest. She's part of the show when it comes to this political stuff. Miss
yes.
Angela Rye.
General Rye.
Hello.
First question. When can we impeach this guy? When can we impeach Donald Trump?
It's been 100 days.
That's it's right. Not your turn.
I'm
piggybacking off him. When can we impeach the president?
I appreciate the fact that you're on message, but I have no progress to report there.
None.
But you are on message, and I am right with you. My heart is right with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know when we're going to get to impeach him. The Republicans have to demonstrate that they have a little bit of courage, of which they have not too much right now. Mm. They're making secret phone calls to some of my more moderate friends saying, we don't really know what to do. You know, their morality is challenged. Yeah. But they have not moved on that just yet.
So it's been 100 days. What's with this 100-day mark?
Well, it's a big deal because it demonstrates how well the country is receiving the president. As you all have probably seen, he has the lowest approval rating of any president in modern history at this point. He's demonstrated an inability to pass any substantial legislation so far. So the first real thing that we may see this week is this funding measure. They had a stopgap, which just means there's a short-term, one-week-long extension last week. And this next spending bill... it's actually a win for Democrats in a lot of ways. So he wanted to fund the border wall, not funding the border wall. He wanted to cut Medicaid for Puerto Rico, not cutting Medicaid for Puerto Rico. But he did get one win, and that was on military spending, but it wasn't at the mark that he wanted.
Why are people tripping that Barack got paid $400,000?
So this is really bothering me.
This is after his presidency, correct?
Yes. This is recently.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
His first formal appearance since he wasn't president.
What's wrong with that? Was it a strip club?
No. It was not a strip club. It was a Wall Street speech was one of them. Of course, he's booking other speaking engagements. I don't understand this for the life of me. To me, I think that if you... I get paid to do speeches, you know, and for me, if I have an opportunity to speak at Wall Street, I'm going to talk to them about Bank Black. You know, we don't know what he was going to talk about, but the fact that it's progressives who are angry that this first black president can't get paid to make speeches when every other president before him got paid to make speeches once they left office, I don't understand. One of the things I know, Van Jones, who's a colleague of mine at CNN.
Who's in the sunken place right now.
Shut up.
He is. We need to flash him with the camera.
Anyway, the thing that he said that I thought was compelling is he talked about President Obama should go on a poverty tour before he takes these paid speeches. That I don't understand.
Why do I got to go on a promo tour? I'm platinum in these streets.
A poverty tour, not a promo. You're going on a promo tour right now.
Yeah, but I'm saying rappers go on different promo tours.
He's talking about free bono.
Yeah, rappers that are trying to prove
free bonos. Free bonos for
rappers
everyone.
Rappers that are trying to prove themselves on a promo tour.
Translate this for me. What is he talking about?
Barack is triple platinum in these streets.
Yeah.
Okay? He's a platinum artist. He don't got to go on a promo tour.
So I hear you. And again, I agree with you. I don't understand why. At every point, there's always something else that is some other hurdle he has to cross. He's already done this, not once, but twice. You know, he's demonstrated his ability not just to be an author, but to be an author twice. And now they have book advances. Two people are upset about their book advances.
Which Michelle is crazy. Why wouldn't they get...
That's a big book
advance. But what's wrong with that?
Man. Ain't nothing wrong with it. That's a
but
big
that's
book
the
advance.
Point. It's like, why at every turn do they have to demonstrate like they deserved it, they earned it in every single turn?
Van Jones ain't on no promo tour and he out there riding tractors with all them white people in the Midwest.
Right.
I'm not doing this with you this morning.
He's not on no promo tour.
Let's talk North Korea. Are we going to get into war with North Korea? Because they it seems like... He's pushing it. Our president is really pushing him like, let's do this.
You know, one of my biggest fears when Trump was initially elected was that we would end up getting into war, some type of severe altercation, if it's not war, with some foreign government because of how he tweets. And it seems like every day that's becoming more of a real thing. But maybe there's a reason why he's requesting additional military funding. I think for a lot of us, you know, I grew up in a house with a conspiracy theorist. He probably wouldn't like that I called him that.
Eddie Rod.
Dad, you are. And so you think about, you know, early on, they were making requests for additional funding and military spending. Is this to help their defense contractor friends? I don't know. We went 8 years without this being a hard problem, right? And now this is
all of a sudden, it's one of the biggest issues we have.
Absolutely.
Now, healthcare, what's going on with healthcare? Because he had a lot of promises that he made. That was one of his main things, is to repeal the healthcare act that Obama had in place. Doesn't seem like it really happened. What's going on? Where are we moving with
that? So now they're trying to reach more of a compromise. They've had to moderate on this bill quite a bit. The problem with moderating on the bill means the folks in the House of Representatives, for example, like the Freedom Caucus and the Tea Party, which are the extreme right wing of the Republican Party, aren't happy with those moderations. But there's no way they're going to be able to pass a bill that doesn't cover, for example, pre-existing conditions or cover young people at a heightened age, which is 25 under their parents' plan. So they're still having to compromise and deal with that. I think the other issue that we have is also his tax reform plan. So last week he pushed out, it wasn't a bill, it was just a one-pager saying the types of things they would do. And in that bill, you're talking about a 35% cut to 15, down to 15% for corporations. So that means...
And for the wealthy people. So
that's right.
They'll
more
say,
of his friends.
Right.
Even though they say he's a populist and Donald Trump is for the people.
He's for
really
the people.
Not.
We're giving this country back to the Americans and we're running the government. But it's going to be
Americans.
The rich people getting richer.
With
and
gold-plated toilets. And so now you have folks who support him who were just at his rally this past Saturday who are like, you know, they still think he's going to make America great again. No, they're not even asking that. They're so blind to the facts that they have not realized that this is going to hurt them. Social programs don't just benefit black and brown people. Right. They benefit poor white people, too.
You was at the National Action Network this weekend.
Yes.
And you decided to walk up on Omarosa with a camera phone and flash the light in her face. Why did you decide to do that? So, matter of fact, let's play it first.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go.
When you tell somebody that you're going to fight for them, I'm going to tell you how not to fight for them. You don't fight for them by putting forth a tax reform plan that cuts worker tax rates and ignores the poor. You don't fight for them by cutting taxes for the rich and ensuring that the burden of that responsibility will be on the backs of the poor, who are already inordinately black and brown people. How you don't fight for us is pissing on me and telling me it's raining. That is not how you fight for me.
Yes, don't pee on me and tell me it's raining. Why did you do that?
Omarosa came, and I don't know who she asked to speak. She bragged about being a member of the Los Angeles chapter of National Action Network. She talked about fighting for black people in the White House, mm-hmm. all these great things she's doing for HBCUs, and it was lie after lie. So I was just supposed to give my acceptance speech for my award, which I'm grateful for, but I started writing notes like, oh, she's just going to keep lying. We fact check around here.
Oh, there you go.
So, Angela swears she got bars.
She got some bars.
Coming from the guy named Dizzy Van Winkle.
All right, relax.
Bars and facts. Fact check you. No, the reality of it is she was just up there lying. And we know that Omarosa and Trump and his friends aren't fighting for black people. We know they asked us, what in the hell do we have to lose during the campaign? And we know that this is not a new trajectory for him. He's always had a treacherous relationship with the black community. Mm-hmm. So to me, I just wanted to make sure that I saw my people, as you would say, like I was feeling their energy and knew that that wasn't it. So I was like, let me just make sure y'all know that I'm not asleep. I saw what she did. I saw what she said. We're going to stay woke and we're going to continue to resist y'all.
Was she there when you told her don't pee on me?
No, she left. She left. Okay. So Reverend Al, yeah, tell him. So Reverend Al actually kind of hit her first, and right after he spoke, she left. But she saw that video once or twice or seven times.
No, now, Angela, was there anything positive that came out of this whole Donald Trump 100 days? Anything that you feel like he did that was beneficial?
So nothing that he did, but I think one of the most positive things from his election so far is the ability of the community. And by the community, I'm not just talking about black folks, I'm talking about brown folks, Asian folks, young people, women.
Yes,
I was getting there. Saving the best for last. Really being in charge of and leading a resistance movement to say, we're here, we see you, you're not going to treat us as we're invisible, and we're going to stand up to every single thing you do that's wrong. The Congresswoman Waters, like, leading the charge.
Queen Maxine.
Yeah, on everything that's happening, all things Russia. Watching Congressman Cummings, these are my old bosses with the CBC, leading them to say, we see all of this, we're not asleep on any of this. We're going to hold you accountable. I think that's all great.
Now, you mentioned HBCUs.
Hold on. 800-585-1051. We have Angela Rye in the building. When we come back, you ask about your HBCU. Yes. And we're going to take some calls. And I want to know where Donald Trump gets his spray tan.
Jesus Christ. Same place you get yours.
Don't do it. No light-skinned jokes this morning. Try one time.
You get mustard yellow, he gets orange.
Shut up. 800-585-1051. Angela Rye's in the building. You want to speak to her? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Angela Rye in the building with us this morning. If you want to holler, phone lines are wide open now. You asked about HBCUs.
Yeah, we were talking about HBCUs last break, and like they've been doing some questionable things, like Bethune-Cookman has Betsy DuVall coming to speak, and Morehouse has Van Jones.
Don't do that.
What's
going on? So I think that Van going to Morehouse is a positive thing. Don't put him in the sunken place.
Van goes in and out.
Don't do that. And Betsy DeVos is a different story, right? Like she needed to increase her security because of the ways in which she was dealing with public schools. Her record on charter schools is an affront to public schools, frankly. So Bethune-Cookman, I'm not sure what they're thinking. Maybe they think if they have her there, some of the debt that some of our HBCUs owe to the Department of Education will be erased. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, how would you book
her? Wasn't a good idea. I don't know.
That's the second questionable booking I heard this week.
What's the first one?
Foxy Brown got booked for a show.
Shut up.
She did.
You think people are going to show up for Betsy DeVos, though? You think they'll protest?
I think that people will show up because their kids are graduating. Mm-hmm. Will there be, you know, a sold-out crowd? They don't sell tickets, so I don't think that they're at risk for doing that, but... Yeah, I think they're going to show up.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yes, hello, good morning. This is James Brown from the Bronx.
Hey, James Brown. What's your question for Angela Rye?
Yes, good morning. My question is, first of all, I love you. And my question to you is, how do you feel about Van Jones saying that Obama, President Obama, should do a poverty tour before he does speeches for $400,000?
I just talked about this.
She just talked about that. Go ahead.
But, yeah, so I think that it's very important for us to see our president continue to represent our interests, particularly when we have a new person in the White House who doesn't represent our interests. However, I do not think that he has to demonstrate that he's still down for the cause when he demonstrated that for 8 years and before those 8 years when he was before he was president. So him doing a poverty tour, I don't think he should have to do that in the stead of going to make his money.
He can
I think
do he both,
should,
really.
That's absolutely right.
He can get paid and he can do some things, as Envy says it. Free
pro
bono.
No, how much
bono.
Is Van Jones getting paid for his sunken place tour?
Pro bono.
How much do you think Van Jones gets for his sunken place tour?
He doesn't have a sunken place tour. Stop starting mess. Oh my God, you're the worst sometimes.
He's definitely on a sunken place
Angela,
tour.
What were you thinking about all this stuff at Fox, by the way?
Oh my God.
With
there's
Bill
so
O'Reilly.
Much happening.
Did nobody thought Bill O'Reilly was gonna get fired.
I know.
At first. Bill O'Reilly didn't think that was gonna
well,
happen.
Well, we talked about it too. I was like, I wanna believe that he is. I don't know that he will be. So I'm actually relieved that they did something right. And thank goodness for those advertisers, even though they did switch shows and they kept their money there, apparently it worked. I think, again, finding a silver lining because we need to find those right now. Ebony Williams, who just got a show on Fox, I think it's not only because Bill O'Reilly was grabbing people on the booty, but it's also because they were having race issues as well. There's some discrimination charges.
Now, these people coming forward now, too, telling their stories that probably felt like they couldn't, even though they're not getting paid or trying to sue, but they're just saying this is what used to happen.
That's right.
Being that she used to intern for Queen Maxine, did she teach you any of those spells that she put on Bill O'Reilly? Any of that voodoo, that root?
She didn't put any spells on him. But, yeah, I think she's very powerful. She's not afraid of anyone. I've never seen her back down from anybody. So I think we'll continue to see her doing that. But she's not putting the hex on anybody.
Okay.
Hold on. You don't believe that?
Nope. Not at all.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Rachel from New Haven.
Hey, you got a question for Angela Rye?
No, I actually wanted to talk to Charlamagne about his book.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, speaking of that, though.
What?
Me and Angela Rye, we'll be in D.C. on the 4th. Mm-hmm. We'll be at the Capitol View.
Okay.
At 6 p.m.
But you're promoting it, and it's sold out, though.
It sold out. It was supposed to be at the event space, but they had to move the event because it was too much of a demand. So we'll be at the Capitol View at 6 p.m. this Thursday having a discussion about black privilege.
And Dizzy Van Winkle.
No.
Yeah,
won't
definitely.
Be no Dizzy Van Winkle.
Oh, Dizzy
absolutely.
Big T.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us this morning, Angela.
Thank
coming
you, guys.
Coming for last minute and helping us out with our political stuff.
Thank you so
and
much.
And we're looking forward to talking to you after the second 100 days and seeing if anything new develops.
There will be many more new developments before the next
I thought you were about to say there won't be another 100 days.
Oh, that would be great. That would keep him
I'm
on
going hard. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep asking.
I know.
All right, well, there you have it. Angela Rye. It's the Breakfast Club. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Kim Kardashian's alleged doctor saying that Kim's butt is too big and let this serve as a warning.
Wow. Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor, rumor. On the Breakfast Club.
Listen up. Nah.
Right before we get into Kim Kardashian, though, let's congratulate iHeartRadio's own Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm. iHeartRadio's own. Y'all better say that for as long as y'all can, because it don't sound like y'all be saying that much longer.
Actually, we will.
I doubt it.
They're building the iHeart studio for Live and Live with Kelly Ripa. He'll be the co-host on that show now.
They're building an iHeart studio.
So he's going to continue to lead his syndicated radio shows for iHeart Media. The building, the ABC building that houses Live, is also going to have a brand new radio studio for Ryan Seacrest to continue doing his show.
How is that going to work, though? Because Kelly Ripa comes on 9 East Coast time.
Maybe they're doing commercials. He could go back and forth. Especially if they got a studio there.
I don't see Ryan doing this radio thing that much
They're
longer.
Building a whole studio for him there. So.
I don't believe that. Somebody about to get that iHeart golden ticket, okay, and take over all in Marcus Ryan got. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Bobby Bones? Is it going to be Kane? It's going to be somebody. Mm. Somebody going to get that iHeart golden ticket, damn it.
Well, congratulations to him, though. He is the new co-host. And he will be introduced on this morning's broadcast. So that should be a huge deal. That is a huge deal.
Let me get the hate out of my heart for a second.
I know. Well, congratulations. He won't be doing radio much longer.
Congratulations, Mr. Seacrest.
He's going to make it work.
Drop one of the clues, Ryan Seacrest. Okay. The man works hard.
He does.
Ryan busts his ass.
He also already does the New Year's Rockin' Eve on New Year's Eve, and that's with ABC as well. And he already does everything for E! On the red carpet, so he's going to continue doing those things. He's going to move to New York from L.A.
EP of all the Kardashian shows. Listen, yep. Ryan Seacrest works hard. He uses every 168 hours in the week. Absolutely. I respect it.
All right. Kim Kardashian's doctor says that her butt is just too big, and this is a warning for other people. This is her rumored plastic surgeon, Dr. Arden Rollins of Elite Body Sculptures. Now, what he is saying, because you all saw the pictures of Kim Kardashian last week on the beach. And
right.
Miraculously, a lot of those pictures disappeared. But he's saying that she had a Brazilian butt lift. And he said, let her serve as a lesson to anyone who wants to make a body part bigger. If they have cellulite there before the procedure, it will be there afterwards, too. People need to think about that, or it will look bad like Kim's. It's very big, maybe too big. Fat was taken from her waist and put into her bottom, but it's transferring problem fat to another area. Problem fat is problem fat. Wherever it is, it grows in the same way as it would in the place it was taken from. She also had two kids. She put on weight, then lost it, then gained it again, and then lost it. It's like blowing up a balloon and then letting the air out. There are ripples. No wonder it looks like that. She has everything going against her. There's nothing she can do about it apart from getting airbrushed.
You're telling me I can take a butter knife and smooth out peanut butter on some bread, but a doctor can't take a scalpel and smooth out my butt to make it nice and smooth?
No.
That's ridiculous.
I'm sure they could figure a way out.
You can't take all that cottage cheese and that cellulite and just schmoo it.
If you have Revolt TV, you can see some pictures now of what that looked like.
Boy, that's going to look dumb when she die. When she die and like your body decays and you just sitting there with... People going to be digging up jelly in the future. Just big mounds of jelly. Wondering what humans were made of.
Now, sources are also saying that Kris Jenner is punishing Rob Kardashian and China and not going to let them do their reality show anymore. So they haven't started filming the new show. Even though the first season got huge ratings, they're saying that, you know, she doesn't like the... Black China. So she's annoyed by her and therefore doesn't want to do the show with them anymore. Now,
how would you feel if she was White China, Chris?
And on Keeping Up with the Kardashians yesterday, they actually had an episode where Kim Kardashian catches Scott Disick with another woman in his hotel room. Surprisingly, she gets mad at the woman and not at Scott. Check it out.
What the f-? He has a girl hiding somewhere and we're going to find her.
Or do you think we should go bang down the bathroom door and see what whore is in there?
Should we go in and scare the
What the f*** are you doing here? You're just like a f***ing whore. Such a tramp. Get your f***, and security will escort you the f*** out of here.
Wow.
Shouldn't she be mad at...
That's not gonna go right for her.
No, she should really be mad. I can understand why she's mad at the girl, because Scott Disick has been on this show for how long? 8-9 seasons. Everybody knows he's got a woman. Everybody knows he got kids.
I thought they were separated, though.
They were separated. Yeah,
they haven't been together. Nobody had a whole new girlfriend before. Yeah.
All right.
And NeNe is going to be doing a new deal for her return to The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's going to be a part-time cast member, but she's also going to get her own new show that she's starring in. So congratulations to her. And another show that's supposed to be coming back is Roseanne. According to Us Weekly, that 90s sitcom Roseanne could be making a major comeback. Are you guys here for it?
Nope. Because in 2017, Roseanne's family was definitely be Trump supporters.
All right. Well, I'm
Angela
Yee.
If they're not
going
to make it realistic like that, then I'm not interested.
And that's your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee.